were the ones to dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down! Leave you wanting more! Step with you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Intercity Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 329. And joining me today is Brian.
What's up? And yes, I cut my hair. Oh my
yes,
god.
He shaved the locks.
The locks have been gone.
Yeah, they've been gone for a minute.
Yeah. The locks have been gone since March.
Right.
So, to all you listeners who've been listening, I didn't know where I was going with that.
Just like, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. That's fine. It's understandable.
I mean, it sounded like I went, all you motherfuckers.
Yeah, no motherfuckers. They've just been listening. That's all.
To all you listeners who've been listening, yeah, I chopped it in March.
Yeah, it's been a minute, dude. You chopped it for a little bit already, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with that.
It looks good. Thank you. I've had a couple of haircuts since. I've been keeping it short-ish, and okay. I do not miss the long hair at all. Yeah. It was cool looking like, you know, Thor from 1, 2, and 4 for a minute, but kind of digging the Love and Thunder, not the Love and Thunder, the what the fuck was it, Ragnarok look.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know,
it looks good though. It suits you, dude. It suits you.
Thank you. I also look very tired because it's been a week.
Just a little bit, but it's okay.
It's been a week. It's been a lifetime.
Yeah, it has been a lifetime, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's also continuing in being a lifetime. We're bringing in Alex. Alex is here too.
Oh shit! He has a red curtain.
He has arrived, and he has a background. What's good, dude?
You said the red curtain, like if it's the Foreign Menace from the '80s.
Yeah,
the red curtain. Yeah, the red curtain and his mighty sidekick Telco.
This has been brought to you by Pain.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. Yeah.
What is up?
I will break you. Yeah, man. Just having issues trying to sign in from early, you know, like with this laptop. I haven't used it in a minute, so trying to, you know, for updates and all that stuff. I was just like, oh, great.
It's like, update. Like, no! I got you.
Yeah, like, that's right. When you leave stuff, you know, to the last minute or whatever, it'll come back to bite you.
Yeah. Did you have to blow into it like the internet meme, Hawkshire?
You know, you're going to laugh about this. So I have a buddy from Colorado. And she and I just, like, we communicate in, like, memes and funny-ass pictures and everything. Mm-hmm. And when that came up, that has been, like, the subject throughout a majority of the weekend.
Yeah.
And
rightfully so.
Yo, that blew up my Twitter. Yes, it's Twitter. Fuck you, Elon. It's Twitter, not X.
You know what gets me? Since you mentioned that, Steve and I were having a conversation on the phone, and I censored myself, and I, you know, I called it X, even though I don't believe that it's X.
Yeah,
but and you were like, you know, you just censored yourself, and I was like, "Fuck, they've gotten into me."
Yeah, I mean, I miss the blue logo with the white bird, and every time I look at my X app, I'm like, "Yo, I don't remember downloading a porn app on my phone."
Well, technically, Twitter, depending if your algorithm. Or your algorithm sometimes ends up to that, because Twitter now, like, that's a lot of stuff that pops up.
It's always been that.
It pops up more now. No, the only thing that's been popping up in Twitter more now is MAGA and Donald Trump and all his minions.
Since you mentioned minions or whatever, I've been seeing a lot more things of commercials for Despicable Me 4, but, you know, that's beyond the point. But yeah.
I think I downloaded the wrong Despicable Me.
You probably have. You know, I am very, very despicable, you know.
Steve, I brought this up to you last week. What I didn't tell Alex, though, was that, how I got suspended on Twitter for 12 hours.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
Oh, well, it sucked not being able to post anything for 12 hours, but it was great by saying to Donald Trump Jr., I made the last line of blow you do be your last. not sorry.
It's not that serious.
I know. I mean, what if I was really trying to say get help?
Yeah.
But no, freedom isn't free anymore. Anyway,
yeah, remember it cost a buck oh five if you remember the song. So going back to what I was telling before, so that you know, that like I seen the memes before, so the actual video,
okay.
But my favorite thing throughout the conversations throughout the whole weekend was that before I you know, like that, like all these memes kept coming up about, I was like, what the hell is Hawk 2 at? Right. And then like, you know, then when I saw it, I was like, before I saw this video, I was just like, that's what Iron Sheik used to do.
Yeah.
USA Hawk 2.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. Oh my God.
So then one of the videos of that, I don't know if you've ever seen the video of that, like the buff dude or whatever, like, you know, if you want to get laid, you got, you know, he was going to do a video about Hawk 2, but he was like, you know, I can't, you know, like, I kind of didn't want to do it or something like that because the original Hawk 2 is late great Iron Sheik. And, you know, he would tell this girl whatever, like, you know, you got to respect Sheiky baby, you know, that he would have put in the camel crutch and made her humble.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I was just like, you know what? He's not wrong.
No, not wrong at all.
But I just love that at this point, like when it comes to certain relationships, everything is based on now that we can communicate with just random memes. Like we can have sometimes depending on your humor and everything like that, you can have a much better conversation.
Yeah.
with fucked up pictures.
Well, I mean, for example, Alex, you and I are both in New York, and we both know that it's as hot as Florida right now.
Yeah, I turn on the air conditioner, and it's still, it's devil's taint right now.
Yeah, you and I are like, oh my God, it's so hot, and Steve's like, yo, bro, chills out. This is just Sunday.
It's literally just another day.
So,
Steve would be like, this is here in New York or whatever. Oh, that's a Florida February.
Yeah,
it really is. It really is.
Pretty much. I mean, you're literally in the seventh layer of hell.
Like when I was driving up to get Ariana today, it was like about 94 degrees outside.
To go back to what Alex was saying, like, yo, that's like a random Tuesday in February.
It's literally a Sunday. It's a Sunday afternoon. That's what that is.
President's Day, it was probably like 95. Anyway, Alex, what were you saying?
No, my brother, my biological brother moved to Arizona, and he was telling me like it was like 120 something. I was like, you can go fuck off with 120 something.
I was saying to Steve before we started, like at least with Arizona, the weather is dry out there.
But it's still hot as fuck.
It's still hot as fuck.
And even with that or whatever, desert animals, fuck you.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. The desert animals fuck you?
If you want to take it that way, then yes, been both ways.
Okay, wow, okay.
So Arizona, even more so, it's like Arizona and then Australia, where you have seven of the ten deadliest animals in the world, reside. And these people are just like, it's nothing. And I'm like,
it's just another day.
No, not even that. It's just like, it's just a spider. And I was like, all right. All right.
That's not a knife.
Oh.
I guess you played Spoony Knife before.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's all good.
I'm going to get water because I'm having a coughing fit right now.
That's fine. Dude. No worries.
Oh, I mean, with anytime I think about fucking crazy heat weather and shit, I just always go back to The Simpsons with Australia with beer. Was it water? Beer. Water? Beer. W-A-T-B-E. So now that we've established that it's hot as balls in New York and it's just a random Tuesday in Florida, or in our case, it's Sunday in Florida as we record. Things that have been interesting in life. Well, first off, I don't think we mentioned this the last episode, but in between 328 and 329, we had Father's Day weekend.
We did. That's right. We did have Father's Day weekend.
Yes. We did.
Happy belated Father's Day.
Happy belated day to you and to all the fathers out there.
And then I just had a day.
Yeah, you had Sunday, July. You had Sunday, June 16th.
Damn, you just blew away July already. Jesus Christ.
I
know.
Dude. Well, I mean, it's the weather. It's messing with my head.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, I mean, it was so hot the other day or the other night that I'm in Walgreens and I went to go buy like a bottle of water. And, you know, like, okay, do you have a phone number? And I couldn't fucking remember it. I'm like, yo.
Nice.
I'm like, I'm not
Ryan spacing out and just thinking like, you know, 8675309.
You know, it's funny. When I dialed that, I asked for Jenny and she wasn't home.
Well, anyway, so ever since after that, you know, that famous song, she has to play it off like, oh, this is the wrong number.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm in Walgreens and I go to get a bottle of water and they're like, do you have your phone number? I'm like, yeah. And I go to type. I'm like, yo, I don't remember my number. I'm like, I've had the same phone number since like 1999.
Nice.
All right. Nice. So that was, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Anyway, so yeah, Father's Day was fun. The girls are getting big and they had a great time. And I got to read them this book that I got about dads that I got to do a sort of like a not a proofread because I'm not an editor, but like I was sort of like a test read.
Yeah.
You know, and it was this book about dads. And in fact, I read the same book to them tonight too. It was a hit. Nice. Yeah, you know.
So are they going to do further?
Where the toy collectors are.
What's up?
Where the toy collectors are.
Yeah.
Are the girls with you for the rest of the summer or just for a couple weeks or a couple days?
The girls with me for the weekend.
Okay.
So I had them for about 5 days.
Nice. That's a long weekend.
Yeah, you know. Aside from that, everything else is good. Interesting thing. Of course, the moment I decide I wanted to start writing again. So I use an iPad Pro, and I've had the Magic case with the trackpad for about a year. I bought it the day I got the iPad. And now my letter U doesn't work.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I cannot write a thing because the letter U, which is a very prominent letter in the alphabet, stopped working. I'm like, God damn it.
Well, if you're using like an app or whatever, it'll, you know, even if you write it wrong, it'll put like the letter next to it. It'll be like, it'll just turn red. And then, you know, when you highlight it.
Yeah. But, you know, when you pay a couple of hundred for a thing and it stops working after a year.
It gets upsetting. Yes, I get it.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. I would have been a little peed off. But like I said, like I told you before, we were talking about it. Like, you can just buy a bootleg when it'll work just fine.
Yeah.
But I know you want to use the
Just fancy don't go Temu.
You could do it, dude. There's a lot of shit you get on Temu that's actually pretty fucking good.
Temu's not bad. I know.
Dude, okay, listen. I bought, like, this desk that I am sitting at right now, I bought it off of Temu.
I thought you were going to say, like, I got it from IKEA.
I paid $35 for a desk, a solid desk that I'm sitting at right now.
Okay.
Just don't sneeze on it wrong.
No, it's sturdy as fuck, dude.
Okay.
It's cool. Did it come with extra parts?
No.
No. Well, you already know when it comes to like IKEA or whatever, it's like, you know,
IKEA has extra parts.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason.
No, it does. You know why? It does. Because they know people, like when they construct stuff, they're gonna like, you know, like something's gonna roll out the way or whatever, so you have the extra one just in case.
That just leads to confusion.
Yeah.
This isn't construction here. This is literally just put something together so that way it doesn't fall apart. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's
well, at least for $35, it holds up.
Yeah, and I also got like a pretty big mouse pad on it for it too. And okay. it's like about an 18-inch mouse pad.
Okay.
So that's pretty fucking cool. I like it. I got that one for like $3. And it's fucking fantastic.
Well, at least it works.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a fucking mouse pad.
No.
Yeah, most of the time or whatever, you know, usually companies give you a mouse pad for free.
Yeah, but a shitty mouse pad.
Yeah, like the most general of mouse pads. Yeah,
exactly. This one
with a company logo of just like, I haven't even heard of you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who?
What? Earthlink? What?
Right, exactly. Earthlink. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. No, but this one is like, it has
Pirates Bay.
It has an X-Wing drawn, like, printed on it or whatever. It's an X-Wing.
LimeWire?
Yeah.
Comes with all the fucking viruses?
Yeah. America Online.
Yo,
mi gente? We can also go old school, whatever. I don't even know. I think it does still exist. Newgrounds?
Yeah.
There's a hente thing that I there's a story, but I'm not going to say it.
Just say it.
Of
just
a man named Brady.
You already started. Just say it.
All right. So there's a thing at work.
Ooh, work stories. Where, like
work stories. Yes, Alex. Yeah. You met my boss last year.
Yeah. Well, all from the couple of people that I met, they were all pretty chill. So yeah.
So yeah, so you met him last year before we went out to for your birthday dinner.
Yeah, Brian wined and dined me or whatever, and he never, you know, he was such a total gentleman, never took any advances, and I appreciate that so much. And he got me white girl wasted.
So it was a good day.
I was gonna wait for the second dinner to use the Astro.
He wanted the hot tool. Sit on that thing.
So the running joke at work stems from a story in where my boss was out with one of his friends who was wearing a shirt that said hentai on it.
Nice.
And when people were coming up asking, not knowing what hentai meant,
poor guy.
So I'm gonna fast forward a bunch of story that's not mine to tell, but let's just say hentai is now Japanese for Jesus.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, the Japanese love hentai.
So now hentai means it's Japanese for Jesus, and we're gonna leave it at that.
Now I want to make that shirt.
Fucking hilarious!
I want to make that shirt now. Yeah. Now on the innercitygeeks.net website.
I mean, and now we just name. I mean, I single handedly named the episode "Japanese for Jesus."
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect, dude. Perfect.
Oh man.
Oh.
I just love that. Like, you know, like if. you know, you can try to do some kind of like stereotypical kind of like, you know, voice or whatever. But sometimes, even at this point, it's just like, you know, there's no point for it because it's just like it's low hanging fruit. But I'm just picturing it now. So, you know, it's so much funnier just to think about it versus doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. anyway, I guess, do we talk about what we've been watching lately? Because we've gone on for some time.
We can, absolutely.
And, you know, I came in a little late, so,
you did.
You know, you probably, you know.
You literally got in, like, 5 minutes when we started, dude.
You, like, it wasn't, like, what's been going on or whatever.
No.
Not really. We just started talking.
You basically missed me saying, hey, guys, look, I actually cut my hair.
Hey, look, guys, I'm losing more of my hair.
I guess
it's going more gray. Yeah, life.
Yeah,
not the cereal.
Mikey.
I'm mad because technically that's my middle name.
Oh, Mikey, hentai is Japanese for Jesus. So I mean, not a lot going on TV wise. I've been binge watching certain things. I'm currently watching Suits because I heard it was good, and I'm actually really enjoying the series.
Okay. Honestly, that's been popping up a lot on people's feeds, which I'm just like, I remember when, what was it? When he used to cut, was it After Raw? Like years back?
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, well, I guess this is time for me to go to bed anyway because I got to take care of shit the next day anyway.
Because after Raw, you had, USA was Royal Pains, Psych, Monk, Burn Notice, Suits,
La Femme Nikita.
La Femme Nikita. Yeah, USA had this whole list of, anyway, so I'm watching Suits. I enjoy it. It's a good series. I'm almost done with the first season. It's a good, enjoyable, like, you know.
I've ever watched an episode of Suits.
It's better than I thought it was going to be.
Well, it was around for a while, so I'm assuming it has to be somewhat good.
9 seasons and a spinoff with Stephen Amell coming out. So
Okay. So is it now like the spinoff considered like Undressed or something? Like you're not in the suit, or like you're just casual Fridays? Is that what it is?
Or maybe it's Suits and he dressed up like Green Arrow.
Oh,
Green Arrow.
Oh, my God. They're going to have a Halloween episode and he's going to be like, you know.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be great.
No, that'd be hilarious or whatever. But he dresses up like the old school, like, you know, comic book, like, you know, Golden Age one with the fucking, you know, with the big pointed beard looking kind of like an, like, you know, shaped like an arrow too.
But in a courtroom.
Yeah.
Kind of like, what was it? Wasn't there like an episode of Night Court where they had a Halloween episode?
Probably. I haven't seen that series since it was new.
And I haven't even seen the new series either.
Me neither. So aside from Suits, not really watching anything else. I am caught up on The Boys.
Same.
Honestly, I have not started it yet.
Fuck yourself.
Yo, exactly, Alex.
No, it's fine. That's fine.
I know, dude, life or whatever, you get busy and you get caught up with this stuff. And you're still on your challenge, too, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I am. I've been watching a lot.
But you're, like, almost done with the year and we're only in June.
no, extra this credit!
This year, no. I have not as far as I was last year. Last year, I was, like, way ahead of time with the challenge.
But
this year,
But you still have 6 months.
Yeah, I know. I'm at one.
It's like you'd be serving up a sentence or whatever, but you still have 6 months. You can behave. you can sway. You can sway the courts.
It's gonna ruin the tour.
Yeah. No, we're not gonna ruin the tour. No.
The world tour.
Yeah. Speaking of, I did actually work his show last week. Literally the same weekend that he got caught.
It was 2 days later. He got arrested in the Hamptons.
Yeah. I worked his show here in Tampa. It was a fucking fantastic fucking show.
He's great.
Probably one of the best shows, actually, within the top three of the shows that I've been to.
So with The Boys, Anthony Starr
He's good.
He episode 4, he deserves a fucking Emmy for this shit.
Yeah.
And Fudgy the Whale.
Even
oh, dude, I was going to say that too.
He brought a Fudgy.
Do you remember the nickname you called me when I was younger?
Squirt.
Do you remember why you called me Squirt? Inside joke.
If you don't get hard, I'm gonna laser your dick off. and to think, Kripke said that there was gonna be a moment in season 4 that was gonna be better than the fucking the penis explosion scene in season 3, and we're not even there yet.
So I gotta catch up.
I can tell you right now, in the world of The Boys, I still say that just because I always found it hilarious, and I always said that if they somehow did this like live action, I just hit my name. Fuck. Yeah, and it's the surgically, repaired newer quad knee,
Skynet.
Yeah, but in Gen V. The one with the shrinking ability when she's having sex with that dude.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it looked like she's taking advantage of a giant.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
hilarious, dude.
It made me laugh that it was like, anything would look bigger with a little person.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yo, and I gotta say, Gen V was fun.
Gen V was awesome.
I love that it was a good spinoff. I do hope that there is a second season.
There will be, but they have to... They need to figure out how to write the show around, because they're not going to recast the mm-hmm. dude who passed.
Yeah, there's ways to do it.
There are, but it just sucks that the actor who played the lead character of the kids, he mm-hmm. died tragic in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
So now we need to figure out.
The way you can pull it off. And, you can get someone that looks similar and just have this whole, thing of if you want to, kind of get him beat up or whatever every day. Everything is a little altered because, that he went through so much.
Well, that's the thing, too. You could do that, but they flat out said.
But you don't want to kill him that way. You don't want to kill him.
They're not going
to. No, not kill him off. I'm just saying, if you're going to continue with the character.
They're not though.
You're not gonna pull a Marvel and just a totally different actor and just like nope, that same person. I swear. Terrence who? Terrence who? It's Don Cheadle.
It's not
Rhodey.
It's not Rhodey. Yeah.
It's not Terrence. It's funny that Howard. If you just flip a few letters, it's Howard. But they're not gonna. Kripke flat out said they're not going to recast the role. They're basically going to find the way to work around it. Yeah. Because it's doable. There's so many. You could literally give any other person on campus a power.
Yeah. Random power, too.
Then again, right? They all have powers in that school, but you can literally be like, oh, this person has this ability, and make them the next something involved in something. Because we've all been to high school; we all had cliques.
Yeah,
anything is possible. And in Kripke, I trust.
Yes, and Creep Keeper, I trust. Yes,
Crypt Keeper. Yes, exactly.
I always trusted the Crypt Keeper.
He kept Supernatural alive for 15 seasons.
Yeah.
Somehow, a lot of it was good, but a lot of it wasn't.
I was going to go with Creek Keeper and say, he was so trusted that he had a kids show. I'm just saying. A kids show and a contest show.
A contest show?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Haunted House or something like that with the Crypt Keeper. They look it up. There was a Crypt Keeper... contest thing. I think it lasted maybe two seasons. I love how I just totally deterred whatever you were talking about.
It's okay. Though. It's okay. It's okay. Tales from the Crypt Keeper.
Well, then that's the I think the cartoon or whatever.
It's an animated horror kids TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tales from the Crypt Keeper.
No, but the game show or whatever.
Secrets of the Crypt Keepers. Haunted House. Yeah, that's there. Secrets of the Crypt Keepers Haunted House. Yep.
Yeah, see? So, like I said, know, you know.
That was a thing.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like they were like one, they had like contests or whatever with like characters that look like shit off a lawnmower, man, you know. But sure.
Yeah. It's creepy as hell. Very weird. But yeah, it was a thing. Did not know it was a thing.
Yeah, well, you know, the more you know.
Yeah, for real. How old is that? Yeah, look at that. It's not creepy at all.
No, I mean, like, it had, like, the similar, you know, the aesthetic as, like...
Well, yeah, it's supposed to, yeah. It lasted for, like, one season, two seasons?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, two years.
Yeah.
Six seasons, it's just 2 years, 96, 97. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, so, you know, something new. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something old.
Yeah. It's new to me because I never fucking heard of it. So, I guess
I guess since Ryan or whatever stepped away, I'll talk about what I've been watching.
What you been doing?
Okay, so, I mean, of course, you know, it's going to be The Boys. I started watching the new Pokemon anime, whatever, Pokemon Horizons, which is of post Ash, you know.
Wait, did he die?
No, remember that.
No, I don't remember.
No, okay. So at this point, they kind of ended his story, and they had this whole thing of that like he's technically off doing adventures, but they're not following him anymore. So the new series or whatever is a bunch of new characters. But okay. Of course, you still have a Pikachu, but this one or whatever, you know, is known as Captain. So you know he's like a captain of this
Captain Pikachu.
Yeah, so it's like a group or whatever that ride this airship. And they go, you know, I mean, it's way more than what I'm explaining it as, but yeah. So it's a group of like, you know, ragtag people, whatever, with different skills.
That, so it's One Piece.
You know what's kind of funny? It's like the Pokemon version of One Piece, because you know the ones that have powers or whatever are the Pokemon. And speaking of which, I've gotten to the point of One Piece where I, you know, passed the English dub.
Okay.
But it was getting so good that I was like, fuck this. I'm going to continue. The only thing that just kind of sucks is that when you watch, you know, an anime and there's so much action going on and you're trying to keep up with dialogue, you know, especially reading it, you know, you sometimes have to kind of rewind for a second just in case, you know, that they're having like a fast conversation, like, son of a bitch, fucking slow down. Right. So I like, you know, like doing
like when you're trying to watch, when you're trying to watch Minus One.
I don't know what that is.
Godzilla?
Oh. I was going to say, like, you know, because I was just like, is that another anime that I don't know about?
Technically, it's kind of sort of is.
So, yeah. So, but yeah. So, going back. So, it has gotten, like it got so good that I'm actually up to the new season, the one that's actually on, technically on Netflix now, but I'm watching it on Crunchyroll because, you know, I was watching everything on Crunchyroll. Before that was Funimation because Funimation got bought out by Crunchyroll. But that's So I am I'm not saying like, you know, I'm still episodes behind, but I am at, you know, at the new arc. And it has been really good.
Okay.
And you know, to the people that that like, you know, that would say like, you know, like I know Brian's not an anime dude in any aspect or whatever. But if you're into anime or whatever, I will definitely recommend One Piece, because I still think that is why, like, for me, it is considered one of the big three currently.
Okay.
It is really good. And, you know, I know people will be like, oh, but there's so many episodes. There's a Watch Mojo that tells you of the top 10 animes with the most episodes. One Piece is number 10.
I love that.
No, I'm just saying that.
Shout out to Watch Mojo, because they fucking rock. One of my favorite channels on YouTube.
No, but okay. You know what's funny? How sometimes or whatever, like, there are certain things. I think it's like, what is it, Miss Mojo, which, you know, has good opinion on certain things. Like,
well, like, it's like the same person.
No, there's Watch Mojo, whatever, Miss, then you have Miss Mojo. But I think it's more directed, like, of general consensus, and then her, like, you know, her take. But there was one thing, like, I was watching. I think it was Miss Mojo of saying of the latest South Park special.
Ozempic?
Yes. So the, like, the funniest things in that episode, like, you know, the funniest thing, like the top 10 funniest things of that you know, special.
Yeah.
And I think I would have changed certain things around, but I guess, you know, remember, humor is subjective. So.
Yeah. So
I didn't watch that video, but I did watch the South Park special, and
it is fucking hilarious.
The whole thing about the healthcare system was spot fucking on. And Alex, you would know, because you basically missed. You're basically robotic.
No, but even with that or whatever, like, you know, not to get, like, you know, too inside baseball, I'm kind of going through it right now with that.
No, I get it.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I'm just leaving it at that. But I'm going through some issues with that, whatever, myself. But thus is life.
Exactly. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that they did this whole song and dance number, literally a song and dance number about how to get through the healthcare system to get Cartman a dose to be on the list of Ozempic. It's pretty spot on to what the healthcare system is like. And yes, I'm posing a Deadpool figure as we're talking. Nice.
Because remember the other option. If you can't go Ozempic, you go Lizzo. that scene or whatever.
That had me.
Yeah. No, you know what I found hilarious? I saw it, I think it was on Facebook on one of those reels, of Lizzo's reaction towards that Lizzo thing. And she was just like, what the fuck? And I felt bad because I was trying to find it on, like, you know, on YouTube so I could forward it to my friend. And I couldn't find it. I was like, and then what sucks was I didn't get to save it, you know, save it under my reels because I totally forgot to. So, like, you know, trying to hunt it again, I was like, son of a bitch. Needle in a haystack.
But, you know.
That happens.
Yeah, that's all right. But like, you know, it's just like in my mind, it's like, at least that's still it.
And it was still fun. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, she should be, despite, yeah, they poked fun of Lizzo, at the same point, you should feel like that. South Park made fun of you. That's how you know you made it.
True. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, it does it suck they, like, poke fun at, like, the fact that she's, like, on the heavier side? Yeah. But, I mean, how long before South Park does something that fucks the world tour?
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I mean, they might as well call the episode Huck Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
That's the next special.
Huck Tour, Fuck the World Tour.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's next week's episode of Inner City Geek.
Yeah. That's fine. All right. So let's move on.
Well, you at least talk about you like what you've been watching. But when it comes to movies and other stuff, I've actually watched like two documentaries. So even though this one's been out for years, I finally got to see Butterfly in the Sky. That one was really good.
Is that the one about the Reading Rainbow?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, that's on my list.
Yeah, and like, you know, what really gets me is that after watching that, I totally forgot that Reading Rainbow was on longer than I remember it was.
Yeah.
You know, like not to be bad, it's because, you know, you're growing up and you outgrow it.
Reading Rainbow was almost as long as Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and what I find really, for Mr. Rogers anyway, what I always found really cool was the fact that anytime that Fred Rogers said, "I'm feeding the fish," it's because the blind girl, her family wrote in, they don't know if you're actually feeding the fish, because this girl is blind. And so that's why Fred Rogers, for every episode after, he was like, "I'm feeding the fish." So she would know. Cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And then the other one that I saw that you guys probably saw already is the Jim Henson one on Disney Plus.
Yeah. No, I have not watched that yet.
That was good.
I will be honest with you. It is really good. And it actually got me a little bitch like at the end.
Well, it was just there.
But it's fair. But I will say this though, like, you know, to see the dedication that he had, you know, to his art,
yes,
was like, you know, above and beyond and very inspirational. You know,
I actually, due to my life and strange interactions with people, as you guys always know, I tend to find my way into somebody who, you know, who knows somebody who's famous and shit. Somebody I know closely happens to be Jim Henson's former business partner.
Oh, nice.
And I'll leave it at that. But let's just say every interaction I've had with the man has been nothing short of humbled. Okay. And so knowing that Jim Henson had that same thing going, it's just like, all right, this is just great. Because I mean, we all grew up on the Muppets, we all grew up on Fraggle Rock, yeah, and Sesame Street. And
growing up with the Muppets, even though you know, we's is on our 40s.
Yes, our 40s. But no, the Jim Henson documentary is on my list of next views because,
yeah, because I would love to hear, you know, like what you think of it. But like I said, yeah. I thought it was really good. And, you know, there was some surprises in it, like, you know, like, wow, like, you know, that I didn't know that. But the one thing that like I really felt kind of bad for was, and I mean, it's not spoiling it because, you know, you have to really think about it.
Right.
What is it? Labyrinth and Dark Crystal were like box office bombs. Right.
They were, yeah.
But, you know, they're cult classics.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just feel bad that, you know, that he could never really understand how much people really did like it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he passed way before,
yeah, before
that he could realize, yeah, you know, of everything, you know,
they
like
love me. They like, really love me.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then the one thing that like I was kind of hoping they would have got more into was like the whole thing of because I don't remember if they brushed into it or whatever, but if I remember correctly, that they did kind of mention the Ninja Turtles movie, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's right, because those are his designs.
Yeah, because remember, it was from his creature shop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but then, you know, of course, his son Brian took over.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like I said, it's just like, you know, that I don't know if they brushed upon it. Like I don't remember, but I kind of wish they kind of like, you know, because me, of course, of obvious reasons, you know, I'm wearing the turtle shirt and everything, that I wish they would have got more into that. But then I'm also thinking of a documentary of like, you know, like maybe I should see if there's a documentary online or whatever, the making of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
There's probably
not the Michael Bay one.
Well, yeah, probably, of course. There probably is something. Also, I mean, to get into Jim Henson and Puppets He Created, or help create. Did you guys ever watch the Sesame Street documentary?
A long time ago.
Street Gang?
Yeah, I watched
that.
Yeah,
that one, where's that one on? Like, what's
Max? I watched it on Max when it was HBO Max.
Right.
Okay, HBO. It changed hands so many times in 3 years. But no, you should watch it.
I'm gonna look for it later on or whatever. Like, if I can't sleep due to humidity and pain, you know.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Do it.
But speaking of Muppets or whatever, I just saw a video of there's a guy online. I forget his Instagram tag. He's the one that does the Arnold, the Arnold impersonation or whatever. I think it's like Geek on Fire or something like that.
Okay.
And he did, he did If Arnold Sang the Fraggle Rock song.
Oh, that's, oh man.
Oh, God.
No, so I'm just saying, it is so dumb, but it's like, I didn't know I needed that in my life because it was just so stupid, but I loved it.
Yeah. That's fun.
But yeah, and then already someone did the Arnold doing the Hawk Tour.
Nice.
Didn't take long.
Listen, at this point, when anything big comes, comes up or whatever, like whatever is going to be the new internet sensation, it doesn't even take days anymore. It takes
minutes.
Yeah. Well, it could be minutes, but it's usually within the first couple of hours that, if it's that good, that,
Yeah, but for the most part, it's a few days. Just give it a few days.
Yeah, and then, of course, when, everybody rides the meme train.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite ones that I saw was they did the girl as Ryu. So it was like, Hadouken.
Nice.
Oh, I've seen that.
Nice. I did not see that. That's funny.
The other one that I saw was they did her as the spinning lizard from Jurassic Park.
I've seen so many creators make music off of it.
Oh my god! I saw someone that did electronic
EDM ones. I've seen
yes
hip hop ones. I've seen a country one. It's fucking hilarious.
Speaking of country, remember that thing I sent you about the Ceph drums?
The
AI generated country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god!
There's so much out there. It's so good,
dude. The things that you don't think about.
Yeah.
And then when it's out there, it's just like, that is a lot wittier and fucked up as it should be than it should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
But hey, everyone needs a little humor here and there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the one thing that I did watch weeks ago, but I saw the roast of Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Tony Hinchcliffe, that's all I gotta say.
I told you, dude.
100%.
Yeah, because Steve mentioned Tony Hinchcliffe and his podcast. I heard an episode of Kill Tony today, and I will say this though, he is a good judge of comedy, but a lot of the people that do try, he's trying to give them, good advice.
He tries to give them a little shine, yeah.
When he said that Kim Kardashian has more public beef than Kendrick and Drake, I broke.
Yeah, he's fucking funny, dude.
He's fucking great.
He's the best. Well, he learned from fucking Ross or whatever. What's his face?
Jeffrey Ross.
Yeah, that guy.
The fucking king of fucking roast.
Yeah. He learned from him. So
I still say that one of the best people when it came to the roast, and he's been gone for a while, was Geraldo.
Oh yeah,
Greg Geraldo's awesome. Greg Geraldo, rest in power, because that dude. What he said about Hasselhoff, where he was like, once upon a time you had a car that didn't start until you talk to it, now you have a car that won't start until you blow into it. And then when he said,
That's fantastic.
And then when he said about same with Hasselhoff, where he's like, it was like something about alcohol. You drink so much alcohol, it files taxes, and you claim it as a dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I'm just like, okay, yeah. Oh, I miss Greg Giraldo. Fucking yeah. Rest in power, sir.
Absolutely.
He was a legend. He's
yeah.
Greg Giraldo was Mitch Hedberg level.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Man, another good one just gone.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's all good. That's what happens. And then the life comes and kicks you in the dick. And then you're just like, fuck. Why? But it's all good. So I was wondering, should we just get into the deal or should we do a ranker list? Because I have a ranker list ready.
Let's just do a ranker list tonight.
All right. Let's do a ranker list. And we could probably just close it off after the ranker list.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's a good amount of shit that we have for the week, but we could always do it for next time.
But there's always, the good amount of shit that's come out, there's still a week in where more good shit will come out.
Of course. There's always.
So we could just do a week of good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do this ranker list, shall we?
Okay. So the ranker list for today is something a little different. It's not necessarily just this is all over media that we have seen, stuff that we've known, some of the stuff that we were like, oh yeah, this is interesting.
Okay.
And it kinda goes off of, you know, Axe's bionic leg that he has now, or his bionic knee. It's the 14 characters who got more powerful after losing a limb. We're going to go over the top 10 characters from this list who got more powerful after losing limbs.
Interesting. Okay. And this is any movie character?
Yes. Could be movies, could be video games, could be mostly movies. But yeah.
Okay. So it's a nice little list there.
Yeah. And we're going over the top 10
of the list. Okay.
So let's go with Alex.
I have two already in my mind, but
give me one.
Since we're Shanks from One Piece.
no One Piece, no One Piece. Actually, this list does not have animation in it.
Okay, so then Ash from Evil Dead.
And he is on the list. He is number two. Ash Williams.
Ooh, number two.
Yes. So, okay. Brian, what do you got?
Fuck. Does RoboCop count? Because Alex Murphy lost all of his limbs.
Yes, he does. I'm mad. Absolutely. He does. He's number three. He's number three on the list.
You know what I love, though? Like, you know, same first name. And when I got the robotic hips, I joked with my doctor, you know, like, can you give me a gun holster on one of my sides? He was like, you know, that's not possible. It was like, you know, science and technology, you could probably do it.
More like you the doctor said to you, well, with New York City state regulations, we have to wait 10 to 15 days for a background check.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or else we're going to install the hip holster, but it's going to maintain a bottle of water.
Yeah, exactly. You're just going to hold it there. Yeah.
Right, stay hydrated.
What's the next one?
Do they have comics?
No. Well, technically...
Because if you want to go comics or whatever, then you could have said Aquaman from back then.
No Aquaman. All but right. there is another comic character on this list. So, Brian, what is the next one?
Fuck. Darth Vader.
Unfortunately, no. He is not on the list.
Luke Skywalker!
Yes, Luke Skywalker is on the list. Yes, Luke Skywalker is on the list. For someone that doesn't like Star Wars, he got it right.
Good job. What number?
Oh, yeah, he is number four.
Okay.
So right now we have two, three, and four off the list. Brian, what is your next choice?
Fuck. Okay. This is rough.
These are characters in movies that we've seen that have lost a limb, and that's gotten them more powerful.
Bucky Barnes.
Bucky Barnes is number one.
Yay!
Yes, Bucky Barnes is number one on the list, yes. So we got 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I declare a thumb war.
Yeah. All right, Alex, what's your next one?
What's the name of that character in Furiosa from Mad Max?
Yes. I actually finally sat through and actually watched all of Max Fury Road. It's fucking dope. But yes, Furiosa comes in at number 7. Brian, what is your next choice, sir?
It's a tough one. Jax, Mortal Kombat. 2021, 22, 21.
He's in one of the Mortal Kombat movies. Yes, Jax does count. He comes in at number 10 on the list. He lost both of his arms.
Very painfully, too.
Oh my God! What is it in the game? What was it in one of the games? I forget which one. When they animated that whole thing of how fucked up it was.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And just like, oh my God! Like, you know. You thought fatalities were bad. It's like, nah,
fatalities are an actual end.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because he's technically comic book characters or whatever. Because I was just thinking of, wasn't like, you know, but they didn't have a movie or anything like that. You would have said like Agent Venom, but.
Yeah.
You know, and wasn't Jax the same dude that played fucking Jimmy Olsen in Supergirl?
In the newer movies, in the newer Mortal Kombat movies,
In the newer one, he was the dude that played James Olsen in Supergirl, Melissa Benoit.
Yep. That was him. You are correct.
I don't know why, but I want to say Texas Tornado from Iron Claw. Yeah. Oh, and since you guys talked about that before, I just want to say my piece on that real quick.
Okay.
I did not like it until the end.
Okay.
But fair. This is because they omitted a brother from the movie.
Fair.
And it is not quite exact of like the story of like the way they kind of like, you know, cinematized it to, you know, to,
yeah,
to
you make, have to cinematize it.
Yeah, but the altercation between Kevin and the dad was a lot worse than what, you know, what it was portrayed in the movie. But
you only have so much time to do all.
Yeah, no, it was a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, but I will say this: the ending when they met Jack Jr. I that had me bawling.
What got me was that when Kerry saw his foot when he touched the grass, I was like, okay,
yeah.
That's when it was starting. And then when he saw his other brothers, and then, like I said, Jack Jr. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God. Like I said, that had me. And then the ending with the kids, we'll be your brother's dad. I was like, fuck you!
That was sad as fuck.
When the director said to fucking, why am I blanking the dude's name? Fucking
Pee Wee Herman. The one that played Texas Tornado.
No. Jeremy White, great kid. No, but when he said to Zac Efron, "Don't cry until the final scene," And so those tears were legit. It was all the buildup of all the hurt that his character, the real life Kevin, endured. And then just letting it all out. And Zac Efron fucking deserves all the credit, because that was really, he's amazing.
A great fucking actor, dude.
And knowing that he was the build and with the same haircut, I want him to be Lou Ferrigno in a bio.
That'd be great.
He'd be great.
Yeah.
All
right. So back to the list. We have a couple more things.
And it's Brian's turn.
All right. The chick with the robotic leg in Death Race.
Yeah. Cherry Darling, Death Race. It's actually Planet Terror.
Same difference. They're all the same fucking movie.
Megan Fox in Death Proof. Or Planet Terror, sorry. Yes.
All the same movie.
She is number 9. Alex. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm just trying to right now. I'm having the brain fart of, like, you know, characters that lost limbs or whatever. Or, you know, I'm humans, because I was going to say Johnny 5, Short Circuit 2, when he repaired himself.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, that would be cool if they did that.
Dennis Hoffman as Captain Hook and Hook.
Wow. You know what's funny? He actually is on the list, but he's actually at number 13, I think it is. He's number 12.
Okay, so then that goes my turn. That goes my turn then.
All right. Brian, you will be the last one.
I'm gonna forfeit, because I don't know.
So technically I win. Yay. Go me.
Fuck you. I got number 1, bitch.
I got more guesses.
All right. So since we have number 12, okay, we have Kevin Hook at number 12. Number 11 is actually Candyman.
Okay.
Yeah, because he has he lost his right hand.
To candy. Yeah, I know. It's a dangerous sugar habit.
Yes. Jax is number 10. Cherry Darling is number 9. Gazelle from the Secret Service. The Kingsman, Secret Service.
Oh, the chick with the fucking legs. Feet.
Yeah.
It was funny. I was like, when you said Gazelle, I was going to say, like, she didn't lose her legs in Zootopia. She had everything.
It's Gazelle, not Gazelle.
Oh,
that was the, I don't know what version of that movie you downloaded, bro.
Yeah.
The one that in my mind or whatever made that movie, like, even though that movie was great, a lot more interesting.
It made it a whole lot more interesting.
With the caption, hips don't lie. Anyway, word. So.
So, Fury was number 7. Fury was number 7. Number 6, we have Mad-Eye Moody from the Harry Potter movies. From the Goblet of Fire, specifically.
Oh, fucking, yeah, that dude.
The one that had the eye.
No,
that had the eye, like the fucking owl from fucking Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, for real. So he had the eye, he's missing a leg, and he also is missing part of, like, piece of his nose, too. So him. Number 5 is from Starship Troopers, Gene Razzak, that he lost his left arm. Starship Troopers is very, very underrated.
But I haven't seen that movie in 30 years, but okay.
Yeah. Number 4 that we said, Luke Skywalker. Number 3, Alex Murphy, RoboCop. Number 2.
What's your name, Officer? Murphy, sir.
Yeah, pretty much. Number 2, we have Ash Williams. And the number 1 was Bucky Barnes. And that is the ranker list.
I feel like Bucky should have been higher up in the list, but that's
at number one, higher than number one.
Yeah,
super one. No, but I will say this right now. Like, if like I said, if you know One Piece or whatever, Shanks is one of the most OP characters. That he lost his arm. Well, if you saw the One Piece, the live action, you know, you saw it in there that he lost his arm to save Luffy.
Okay.
But if you know that, like I said, the series or whatever, he's one of the most powerful characters in that world.
But I'm sorry, but how is Bucky stronger than Vader?
This is the list. I didn't create this list.
We didn't do this. But remember, it's usually by a voting system. That's why.
Right, and it's also from what it looks like there. Well, then again, they also have Candyman and you also have Hook on the list. I was going to say, oh, yeah, it's only good guys or whatever, but yeah, Candyman.
Yeah, because you did, well, I mean, you did say characters from movies and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, Bucky never had the high ground, but okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess it's probably because he didn't have the high ground, but whatever. Yeah, that's our list. That's the list from Ranker for the 14 characters who got more powerful after losing limbs.
Glad I got number one, but holy shit, I disagree, but okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Next time we'll get a better list that will fit your needs.
Yeah, Steve.
I want to speak to your manager.
Where's your cat? That's the manager.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
This isn't a bodega, Brian. Relax.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. All right. So I guess we're kind of closing out this week. It's been a good episode. It's
been a good episode. We just literally just caught up in shit.
Yeah, we just talked
shooting the shit. Slight tangent. Yeah.
Well, all the tangents. We were literally everywhere.
We brought back the return of Alex and his Telco curtain.
Yeah. Is that velvet?
It could be. it's whatever you like.
it's fake velvet. It's velvet.
Pleather.
Yeah. I would suck to have pleather fucking back there.
For Micah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's CG background.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
The curtain's a lie. The curtain's a lie.
You know what's funny? Well, I don't get the whole thing with the vaping or whatever. But like one of the security guards at my job. Not at my security job, but like my regular day job. He's always vaping and he showed me a vape that had a video game on it. And it's a disposable fucking vape. Why do you need a video game on your vape?
I got an answer for you. Because fuck you, that's why.
It's disposable, though. Why, you know
what's funny?
Why?
This one is two. But because money's tighter than virgin butt cheeks, I found out a way to open, and I can still use it.
Can you refill it?
Well, I can now because I cracked it open. I mean, it's not the same juice that was originally in here.
Okay.
But I will say this, though. I the display that it has, because it, you know, shows you the battery life on it. That's the only reason why I kept it. Because I can't find my original. I had another vape similar or whatever that had like that tells you the battery life.
Like the big old doofy one?
Huh?
Like the big old doofy ones?
No. It says smoke without the E, so it's smock or whatever, but it's called a Novo, and it has a display of the battery life on it. But because of certain things or whatever, it got misplaced, and I'm trying to remember exactly where I put it. But then at the same time, with everything going on, you know, that we talked about, you know, a year ago on the podcast, right? That I'm still going through that. I'm still out due to injury, so it's been over a year, dude. Over a year that I had the accident.
Eesh.
And over a year that I've been out of work, and I'm just, you know, there's so much stuff going on. But since, you know, money has to be used sparingly, bills, that I've had, you know, old juices, you know, like the liquids or whatever, mm-hmm. from, you know, from that stuff. So, you know, I just started using that, and it saves me money because
it's better than buying cigarettes.
Oh, no, I still buy cigarettes, but I don't smoke cigarettes as much as I used to. So,
but now here's the thing.
Yes, Brian, I do electronic and acoustic.
Vapes that have video games in there. If you're vaping in something that has a video game in there, does it mean that you're absorbing the cheat codes?
Yeah.
Konami code.
But it's the opposite of Haktua.
Yeah.
Dirty lives. Dirty lives.
Yeah.
In all actuality, whatever. It's like taking away minutes from your life.
Yeah. Can't keep running away. It's all good. All right. Okay. So, Brian, where can we find you, sir?
Sitting on my couch in this humidity in New York City and just going, fuck, I'm hungry.
Nice.
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram, both Bright2J and Bright2G Presents. Check out Bright2J Presents on Twitter. That's right. Fuck you, Elon. It's Twitter, not X. I can post again because I'm not banned right now.
Woo-hoo.
beat your system.
Exactly. Like Creepshow, I beat you, and then the glob got me. Bright2jpresents.com still around. It's there. I checked it, and because I haven't paid the bill. But new stuff's coming soon. I got plans toward the future. And where can we find you, Alex?
You could find me same way, you know, here sitting in my house, whatever. Two of the three having curtains behind them in the background.
Telco.
Oh, man. You could find me on Twitter at Deny, DINYED, and on Instagram at Deny, DIN period, Y period, ED.
Okay.
And where can we find you?
You guys can find me on the Twitter and the Instagrams at Mr. Drackal, MisterJackal. And you can also find the show on Instagram and Twitter as well as You can find the show on Twitter and Instagram at InterCity Geeks. All one word. You find it there. That's about wraps it all the fuck up. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the fuck out of you. It's been a hell of a week. Don't be a dick. But always remember the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Little boy.
Oh no.
Oh my.